State capital budget funding is paying for two phases of replacement for the medical center's roof over the part of the facility built in 1967. The city council unanimously approved a contract with Silver Bow Construction of Juneau for over $469,000 to do that work. Construction is expected to start up this summer and be done sometime this fall. In other decisions, the council was also unanimous in approving a contract worth over $137,000 for work at three sites on southern Mitkoff Island. Petersburg's Rock and Road will be doing cleanup work, road work, and other improvements at Greens Camp, Wilson Creek, and Banana Point on southern Mitkoff. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht outlined some of the work during a radio call-in show Monday.
The two campgrounds are, it's a lot of cleanup, maybe some road work, and making sure the roads are a little easier to drive on, some cleanup of down timber, as well as kind of grubbing stuff out to make it more accessible for folks.
The project is paid for with federal money for improvements on and around National Forest land. Giesbrecht says the city is also hoping to secure additional funding for a boarding float at the Banana Point boat launch ramp. There was some council opposition to another city purchase, 20 sand-cast bronze medallions that will be installed in the new sidewalks during Petersburg's downtown street reconstruction. The medallions weigh 85 pounds and cost $1,776 apiece. The total cost, including shipping, is just under $37,000. Councillor Don Koenigs opposed the purchase.
We've done this once before. I notice these are non-skid. They have a coefficient of friction that's better than what the code calls for, but I think it's frivolous. Just money could be used elsewhere within the project, and so I can't support the expenditure.
The medallions will replace existing brass inlays in the old sidewalks. City Public Works Director Carl Hagerman thought the new bronzes were a good compromise.
There was quite a bit of debate locally with the Arts Council and how to include some aesthetics into this project. There was a strong desire to retain the character of the existing brass inlays in the sidewalk, and we settled on reusing the same designs and trying to make them more user-friendly for pedestrians, slip-resistant.
Councillors Koenigs and John Jensen voted against the bronze inlays, but they passed with a 4-2 vote. Bids will be opened up this week for the major downtown street and sidewalk reconstruction project, and that work is expected to start up this September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.